This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm super excited to have her back on the show because, you know, to be frank and honest with you, we don't have too many female CEOs out there, and I think we need more female CEOs out there. We're talking about Pelangiol Exploration. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol PGXPF. And with us today is the CEO, Ingrid Hibbert. Ingrid, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, since you've been on the show, we signed a big contract with the NASDAQ in August, and you were on the show back in June 13th of 2017. So give my new listeners a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and what you do out there.
So Pelangiol is a Canadian-based exploration company, and we're focused on developing the best gold exploration portfolio in West Africa. We've acquired a portfolio of three very large, so we call them camp-sized properties, in Ghana, West Africa. They encompass over 300 square miles, and we've identified more than 50 drill-ready target areas.
Wow.
So it's quite an achievement, I think. Nanfo is our flagship property. It's 100% owned. It's a 35-square-mile property. And it's located about 9 miles from the Ahafo mine, a 15-million-ounce mine owned and operated by Newmont. So one of the things that I want to drive home here is that Ghana is a very prolific mining area with majors operating successfully there. And, you know, we're 9 miles away from Newmont's 15-million-ounce Ahafo mine.
That's amazing.
We've completed a maiden or an original resource estimate there during the downturn of 195,000 ounces in the indicated category and an additional 298,000 ounces in the inferred category. We have over 35 drill target areas outlined, and a drill program is currently underway. That's our flagship. Our second project is another big package, 100 square miles. It's located directly contiguous and on strike with the Obuasi mine. This is the largest vein-hosted deposit in the world. It's about a 50-million-ounce mine. We have 8 drill target areas identified there. And our third project, which is earlier stage, has 8 drill-ready targets. And we have a joint venture partner earning in on that one, Roscan Minerals, that has to spend $2 million to earn a 50% interest. But, you know, what really sets us apart, I think, is our passion for gold exploration as a conduit for wealth generation. That's wealth generation for our investors, for our employees, and for the local communities. So here's what's really exciting about this. It's a tremendous opportunity to play a part in something that can literally change people's lives. And you get to do it by hunting for buried treasure. It doesn't get much better than that.
I agree.
And, you know, when I talk about having the opportunity to create wealth, I speak from experience. We have a track record of success, having previously acquired the Detour Lake deposit and the very large land package around it in 1998, at the previous low point in the gold cycle. We undertook a significant review and analysis, and ultimately we re-envisioned that as a big pit. But here's the most important thing. We then identified the team necessary to develop it. Because as you know, these are team efforts. It takes many, many people to, you know, find, build, and operate a mine.
Absolutely.
And so we identified this team, and we retained a major stake in a new company which we spun out called Detour Gold. So at the spin out, we retained 50% interest in that. That provided our shareholders with the opportunity for tremendous wealth generation. I'm talking up to 100 times their original investment. Not only that, Detour is now one of the largest gold mines in North America, and it continues to generate wealth, creating about 1,000 direct jobs in Ontario. In fact, when you consider taxes, this is something that has the impact on an economy of an entire region. It's beyond exciting to be part of something like that. And we see the potential to again create wealth for our investors and for our stakeholders and for the communities in Africa. Imagine if you could have an impact in Canada, imagine what kind of impact you can have when you can create wealth in Africa.
Absolutely, absolutely. My guest today is Ingrid Hibbert. She's the CEO of Pelangio Exploration. They trade on the OTC markets. PGXPF is their ticker symbol. Ingrid, I wanted to ask you this. I was looking at some of your press releases. You know, drilling these holes is very expensive. It can range anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million just for one drilling. You guys raised some money in January 17th. I think you did a private placement. Bring us up to speed where we're at and what you guys are going to do in 2018. Are you going to let a bigger company take this over? Are you guys going to go from, you know, bolts to nuts and do the whole thing and bring it out of the ground and all the way to the marketplace?
Well, you know, we've been through this before, so we have experience in it. We've raised in the last 6 months a total of about $1.75 million. Honestly, we're just getting started. We do have a starter resource, but the area of that resource is still open. That resource was only on 3 of 7 discovery areas, so we have tremendous potential yet. So it's too early to be looking, I think, at bringing in someone else. At this point in time, we're taking that money and we're putting it in the ground. So one of the things we did during the downturn and the experience of that we've had before about going through these cycles, that's the thing that gives us confidence. We remember and we know that good times follow bad times. This is just the start of the good times. So this raise has allowed us to start drilling. But one of the things we did during the downturn is we found a way to reduce our drilling costs. So we identified a local Ghanaian drilling company, great CSR, giving an opportunity, business opportunity, to a local company. We helped them get 2 rigs. And we think that that is going to reduce our drilling costs tremendously on a go-forward basis, particularly as the market heats up and the competition for drill rigs increases. So right now we're looking at a 2018 program that's going to focus with diamond drilling. We're going to do about 4,000 meters, and we're going to focus in the area of the existing resource, which is, you know, almost 500,000 ounces, and at a new discovery that we made just 1 mile away from that resource. And it's in Kansu, it's called, and so we will be doing some drilling there. So we think that 2018 is going to be a very exciting year for us as we start to unlock some more of the value at Manfo.
Well, you know, that brings me to my next question. When people are listening to this interview, why should investors be looking at your company, and why should they pick up the stock here? I think it's trading around 4 cents a share.
Well, that's, you kind of answered part of the question right there. You know, my view of it is it's people, price, and preparation. So we've used that downturn to prepare. We've got target areas ahead of us. The price is attractive. We firmly believe that the turn has happened and this is the beginning of a better market for gold. And you have an experienced team that knows how to take advantage of both the downturn and the good times. So I think if you're looking at the market, you're looking at the people, you're looking at the projects, and you're looking at the preparation that we've done, 2018 looks pretty exciting.
My guest today is Ingrid Hibbert. She is the CEO of Pelangiola Exploration, Inc. They trade on the OTC market. You should take a look at them. They're very inexpensive here at 4 cents. Ticker symbol PGXPF. In closing, Ingrid, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
No, but I really do want to reiterate that, you know, I think the thing that distinguishes us are two things. One, you know, the experience and the focus on wealth generation, and two, our focus on good CSR that is also good for us. So those drill arrangements are great for the local Ghanaian drilling company, but they're also great for us because they're going to reduce our costs on a go-forward basis.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. Hopefully you'll come back in 50 or 60 days and give us an update on the Manfo project and what's going down in West Africa.
Thanks for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.